Welcome, Parshat Tzav. One of the issues that all the Mefarshim have to deal with is that most of Tzav seems to be somewhat of a significant portion of Tzav seems to be a repetition of Parshat Vayikra. Compare Prakim Zayin and Ched in Tzav to the Prakim Aleph and Hay, Aleph to Hay in Vayikra, and you get the same korbanot over and over. So some have the approach, for example, the Ramban, and many follow this, that they use the same explanation, that in Parshat Vayikra, it's about Bnei Yisrael and bringing the korbanot, as in, what did you have to do, what kind of chait did you have to do, and what kind of korban do you bring in those circumstances? When it comes to Parshat Tzav, now it's Tzavet Aaron, as opposed to Daber al Bnei Yisrael in Vayikra, now it's Tzavet Aaron. So now it's talking about the Masa korbanot, exactly how is the korban brought, what happens to it? What is done to it? Is it burnt? Where is it burnt? Where's the fat? What part is eaten? What part is burnt? What part is taken? All that. In other words, this is for the Kohanim. So Tzavet Aaron is the Kohanim. Daber al Bnei Yisrael is for all of Am Yisrael. So Vayikra versus Tzav. But the Sforno goes in a different direction. And his direction is also noteworthy because his explanation is based on the fact that every one of these sections here in Parshat Tzav begins with the words Zotorat, Zotorat Ha'ola, Zotorat Ha'chatat, Zotorat Ha'mincha, Zotorat Ha'asham, etc., etc. So Rashi on this Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk Bet, tells us Zotorat Ha'ola, Shekol Torah L'Rabu Ruba, Lomar Torah Achat L'Chol Ha'olim, Afilu V'Psulin Shem Alu Lo Yerdu. In other words, Rashi is saying Zotorat means this is all one big Torah, one big section of the book. In other words, Rashi's saying, even though it says the word Torah for each section, it's saying they're all related, they're all together. The Sforno takes what you could say is the opposite approach. Zotorat Ha'ola, Achar She'egin Maser Korbanot, Amar HaTorah HaRu'uya LeKol Echad VeEchad. Each and every one of them has its own Torah, its own set of rules, its own guidelines. And there's what to learn and study in each of them. And he says, Asher ba ramez chelek yuni bahem, ve'ein safek yish hevdel rav bein minei al-chai bepuloteyem ve'kavanoteyem. Domel lehevdel asher bein minei korbanot. Each one of them not only has its different actions, is it burnt, where is it burnt, how much is eaten, how much is burnt, who eats it, do you eat it, does the Kohen eat it, each one of those has different actions, but also has different kavanot, has different actions that you do. That you, in other words, your tshuva, you're trying to rectify a sin. That's why you're bringing this korban chatat. That's why you're bringing this korban asham. That's why you're bringing this korban for your mi'ilah or for your tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, for tumas kodshim. That's why you're bringing a korban. So there's a level of tshuva that you have to do. Each of these korbanot has a different pe'ula and kavana on your part as well. So that you should never think that these actions are the ends and the means altogether. In other words, I did sin X, I have to bring korban Y, and I'm done. Don't think, well, I brought my korban, oh, that's it. No, there's a whole process of kapara that's happening the whole time, and it doesn't happen automatically. And that's why some person will get complete kapara, and some will get half kapara, or a third kapara, or a quarter kapara, all based on your actions and your kavonot, and everything that you're doing that corresponds with this korban. Okay, so the Rambam is very careful to be mechalik, and when he goes through the mitzvot, I say that there's korbanot that are nishlemet ba kaparata mechaber, as opposed to other ones. This completes your kapara, or this is the kapara. Meaning each of the korbanot has its own set of actions that goes with it. That's what the Sforno has here that's fundamentally different than Rashi. And that the korbanot here in Tzav, meaning why Ramban says the difference is that one's about the Kohanim and one's about Am Yisrael. And Rashi says they're all part of one Torah. So the Sforno says, no, look, each of these has its own Torah. That's to tell you that each of them is its own idea. It's not all part of one Torah. And each of them has its own actions for you to do in addition to what the Kohanim are doing. Yes, you might notice the Parshat Tzav, like the Ramban says, is more directed to Kohanim. But with each of those actions, and the Parish of the Sfarno goes along throughout this section and tells you with each of those actions what it is you have to do in order to achieve the Kapara. So we should always remember that when it comes to doing the mitzvot, that they're not this empty task that you just do it and get it done. It's we're doing these outside tasks that are supposed to be engendering in us a certain feeling, a certain kavana, a certain act of tshuva, and coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're doing with it, and that's what makes that mitzvah work. So it's not just that we brought a korban chatat, but it's that we felt sorry. We did vidoy, we did kabbalah latid lavo, everything that goes along with the tshuva process and the korban. And that we can learn from the fact that each and every one of those korbanot, says the Sforno, has its own zot torat. Zot torat ha'olah, zot torat ha'mincha, zot torat ha'chatat, zot torat ha'asham, etc. So we should always remember that with the mitzvah comes the internal thoughts and actions that we're supposed to have in our heart and in our thought process, in our kavana, in our machshava, when we do a mitzvah. And with that, our mitzvah will have their full effect, but only if we have the proper thought process, while the proper kavana, while doing the mitzvah. Shkoyach.